in good company. We're in good company. Well, look, no stranger to the radio life and style microphone, Glenda Thompson from Get You Noticed is in the house. Glenda, how are you?
How's it, Mike? It's so good to be back in your studio. I love it.
Look, you're a radio personality in your own right now, I believe. You're doing stuff on international platforms. Am I right?
I am. I've got my own show on the IBGR network, which is a big business broadcasting station online, and it's based in the States. And once a week, I have my show, 1 o'clock, on IBGR network. So if anyone wants to listen in, and I interview entrepreneurs from around Africa. And our guest today, Yael Geffen, was one of my wonderful guests recently, and it's so good to have her in the studio with you today.
And welcome back, Yael Geffen, on the microphone. Yael, how are you today?
Thank you.
Oh, hang on a second. It would be even better if I put you on the right microphone there. How are you now?
I am fabulous. Thank you for putting me on the right microphone. And yes, Glenda, I do believe we broke a record airwaves on our particular episode. No, it's great to be here, and I love Belito. You can never force me to come here, let's be honest.
Any excuse to jump on a plane.
Any excuse. I even forgot my hairbrush. That's how relaxed I am.
Oh no, look,
don't need a hairbrush in Belito.
Only people from Gauteng worry about packing.
I have hair for radio today.
Don't worry, I mean, Glenda's always got a hairbrush.
I've got one.
And Yael, you are a big name, the CEO and shareholder of Sotheby's International Realty South Africa, and recently the recipient of an incredibly prestigious award. Glenda, do you want to do the hype thing? Do you want to?
Yeah, so proud of Yael. I mean, this award was given to her CEO of the Year. And it was at a function held on Women's Day on the 8th of March. And, yeah, I wasn't expecting it. And so, yeah, I'm going to let her talk more about it because she has got a great story here, because I know she didn't think she was going to win it.
Tell me about this,
yeah. You want to go for it.
This is the CEO of the Year in the Women of Stature Foundation Awards. Mm. Now, as stature goes, I mean, would you describe yourself as diminutive physically?
I'm quite petite, but I have a loud presence.
There we go. Obviously, it impressed the judges. Why did you not think this was going to go in your favor?
You know, and it's interesting. And last week, I know we're going to spotlight mental health as well just later on. But last week was World Bipolar Awareness Day on the 30th of March. It's actually Vincent van Gogh's birthday on the 30th of March. And he struggled with mental illness. And why I'm mentioning this is, the day that I woke up, that day was not a great morning.
Was it just not going your way?
It was just, yes, it wasn't cheers where everything goes your way. It was just, I was struggling a bit that morning, but you can't, you know, turn your back on life. And I had this interview with a high esteemed panel of judges on Zoom, which is always exciting, doing interviews on Zoom and having to present yourself, your best version of yourself. And, you know, they asked us to put a lot of material together. And so I had that stuff, but I thought I bombed it. I even phoned Glenda afterwards, I remember, and I said, yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
and I didn't believe her.
and it just shows, you know, there's no greater liar than the depressed mind. I was not in a great way that day. And you lose, and why I'm mentioning this is not to put myself on a pedestal at all. It's actually to show that you are out of touch with reality when you are in a depressive state or a manic state or having some kind of a response.
Yeah.
And the perception was very different than the reality of that interview, because when they announced my name on this beautiful grand stage and there were 1,000 people, I was so shocked.
Genuine.
I mean, my jaw literally dropped. It did. And I spoke about this also to the competition organizer, you know, and she said, thank you for sharing this with me, because we don't talk about the way we feel on the not so good days.
Yeah.
You know, all we see on Facebook and, you know, social media is the good stuff. It's the facade. Mm. And the more we talk about the bad days and the more we talk about the hard moments, it'll make everyone feel better, and not think that there's this whole world that's having a jewel, and they're not. We all have our struggles. So it was a wonderful surprise, and I'll take it. Mike, I'll take it. Yeah. I will take CEO of the year. What an awesome category, and what wonderful powerhouse women, authentic leaders in their own field. There was Katie Kitt. Capotidis, what's his name? Capotidis.
That one.
Is that her name? She won media, top woman in media, and she's very dynamic. And yeah, there were 10 categories, and now we're all invited if we would like to go to the Women of Stature International in Dubai in September. I've never been to Dubai, so I'd love to do that.
You booked your ticket already.
I know, right? And it's this international foundation, and it's wonderful. I mean, it's been such a wonderful marketing opportunity as well, because it's a big thing. I didn't know what a big thing it was, so I'm experiencing the after joy, and it's wonderful. I'm in the glow. I'm basking in the glow.
Amazing. But as you say, you know, some days are like that. You're basking in the glow, and other days not so much. There's an ebb and a flow to life, and even more so when you're a person affected personally by mental health issues, and obviously you've got a platform, you've got a profile, and you have the ability to shine light on topics that are close to your heart, and the fact that you are not just an incredible savvy business person and CEO, but someone who takes your public profile seriously and realizes that you've got power there, and you've got you feel a social responsibility to use it to really help spread messages of encouragement and positivity, right?
Absolutely. And I have to thank this little petite dynamite of a lady on my left here, because when she started helping me with my career and my platform, and we spoke about core issues. I remember you said, what's important to you, Glenn? Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I said mental health, and I told her my story. And she said, Yael, you've got to be vocal about this. And I was a bit scared, because you don't know how people are going to judge you, you know, if you speak up about something. And especially, not many people are speaking up about this. Yes, yeah. There's the odd celebrity, and it's more of a focus now, which is fantastic, you know, but there's still the stigma. And I remember I said to Glenda the day before I came out of the mental health closet, I said, I'm nervous, I'm scared. And instead of the world turning its back on me, it came towards me and hugged me instead. And I can be like that for a lot of people. And that's why I want to inspire leaders of any field to step forward and speak about it and normalize it, you know?
Absolutely. And look, you have been a really vocal, I want to say, you're a celebrity in a sense, because you are.
Whenever someone says that to me, Mike, I laugh and I say, okay, where's my yacht and where's my jet? Okay?
They're coming.
Checks in the mail. But you have, as I say, you're a high profile name, and you talk about coming out of the mental health closet. You've stood up and said you have a condition, bipolar, right?
And bipolar 2. So there's bipolar 1, bipolar 2, and that's the thing. We have to educate people,
because there's a lot of misunderstanding and still a lot of stigma around these
completely
things. And they shouldn't be, Mike, honestly, because and it's especially young people who are getting bipolar or have been diagnosed with bipolar, and you know that they feel so lost, I'm sure, and this is someone who can really speak to them. And that's something else that I think Yael should be doing, is speaking to schools, because there are so many kids that are suffering from this condition. And I'm very proud to say that Yael has also got a column now in Odyssey magazine, which is a health magazine. And she speaks about mental health. So that's something, if anyone wants to get hold of a copy, she's got a regular column there.
I just think it's important for us to be sharing our stories from a place of authenticity and a place of wanting to help others, you know. And I'd love to speak at schools. We should actually make that happen. Because a lot of families, when children are struggling, you know, their parents want to fix it. Fix it. How do I make you feel better? Let's fix it, you know. And this really is about listening, active, deep listening, and being a support and a resource for those suffering. The problem is that it's still, sorry, I'm hearing some clicking, popping, so I'm going to lift it up. Okay, the problem is that we should not be treating any mental illness differently to that of diabetes, to that of COVID, to that of, well, COVID isn't a chronic long-term condition, but yes, any chronic long-term condition, diabetes and autoimmune, cancer, you know, mental health should be, or mental illness should be perceived the same way. You know, if you're diabetes or diabetic, if you're diabetes, sorry, I'm very relaxed and belated.
If you're diabetes,
if you're diabetic, you take your medicine, you tell your people around you, you know what signs to look out for if you're having an attack, or, you know, a sugar attack or insulin attack. And it's the same. It's the same as mental illness, you know. And this is an epidemic now. This is an epidemic that's taking out incredible humans, because there's not enough support, there's not enough resources, and there's still such a stigma.
And, you know, we are living in this age of information on the one hand, but the flip side of that is that social media adds its own dimension and pressures to the equation, and kind of complicates the picture to an extent as well. So to have role models, to have people that are achieving incredible goals and accomplishments, in spite of the fact that there is a daily struggle, it's so valuable to have those shining examples to look at and say, well, look, she could do it. I can get there as well.
Mm-hmm. And look, Mike, I don't know how this is going to affect my dating life. Because people still have perceptions, you know, like, oh, just stay away from her, she's a wacko. You know? But the reality, it's just like any chronic illness. You have your good days, you have your bad days. You know, you have doctors regarding it, you have your medicines, you have alternate therapies, and it shouldn't be seen as any different.
The thing is, chronic, but manageable. There are tools and there are systems that you use to get on top of it and to keep it in check and to work with it. Like you say, like so many different conditions, the physical, mental. If we can make that paradigm shift towards not just putting a label on someone and saying, well, that's them now, that's who they are.
It's their normal. That's what it is.
And there's so many gifts in it. I call it my brilliant burden, and I'm writing a book on it. Yes, I've added that, great, Brenda, in my and also I do a lot of keynote talks about resilience and about you know, a new way of looking at mental well-being, and I do a lot of keynote talks on a lot of subjects, but I do feel that this is my brilliant burden. It makes me who I am. It makes me a good leader. It makes me a compassionate leader. It makes me empathetic to other people. It makes me authentic and honest and transparent, and there's so many gifts in this. You know, it's not all bad.
Well, this is the thing. You know, you recently gave a TEDx talk, and you're now part of that, you know, elite group of
I know, speakers. It's so exciting. She did such a brilliant job. She actually stole the show, I have to say. It was amazing.
I have no doubt. And
it's about to be on the global platform soon. They take a while to load it, you know, and then I wanted to edit it accordingly with my pictures and that. So So, yeah, I think they're going to load it soon, which is exciting.
But you know what?
It's quite risque. I'm not going to lie. A few swear words. Okay. I made sure in writing that I got their permission to use certain words.
And yeah. But she did, and she bought the house down. Do you want to mention one of those words?
Yes, I'll mention one of those words. Okay, so basically, the talk is about how the difference between self-promotion and self-inflation and what we're seeing around us these days is people are trying to build an area of authority and gain greater influence, but they're self-inflating. They're calling themselves influencers and agitators and, you know, the whole hashtag humbled crap. And there's a difference between successfully self-promoting, which we all need to do for business in the world. All of us, we need to self-promote.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a time and a place where each of us experience something called the crisis of confidence. And then you can either choose to self-inflate or self-promote. And I teach that. And the crisis of confidence is called the cock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you know that it's in the dictionary.
It's an acronym. It's an acronym, and I'm using it as a crisis of confidence here, Mike. Nothing
there you
else.
Go. it's a radio appropriate word.
And the visuals were quite hilarious because I had a range of huge, prickly cacti. And I said, some of you, well, all of us at some stage are sidewinded by a huge prickly cock at some point in our lives. And again, Mike, it's a crisis of confidence.
There you go. Get your mind out of the gutter. A
few people came up to me afterwards and said, I will never, ever, ever unhear that word ever again, and now I know how to deal with my daily cocks. Oh, and I was like, great.
Crisis of confidence.
I'm going to become the cock lady.
Oh,
crisis of confidence lady.
I'm getting, the phone is already going off the hook here. Getting sensors calling me. Crisis of confidence.
That's
COC.
COC.
Totally
it's
above
COC,
board.
COC, not a certificate of compliance, no. Which is another real estate term. This is another term.
You see, there's, we're just the tip of the iceberg here. We're just scratching the surface, but we're running out of time. So
I think I see you blushing a bit.
You know,
Mike.
What? We're going to throw the commercial. We're going to get the music playing in a second.
I just have to tell you quickly where I'm staying.
Okay.
And it's not an advert for them. They're the most beautiful people. I'm staying at the Sea Glass Boutique Hotel. Have you ever been there?
I can't say
okay.
I have.
Please go do yourself a favor, because as the CEO of a year, they extended and were so gracious to me. It's on Townsend Road. I took in the views. I'm a better human being for staying there.
Wow, that's an endorsement.
Well, it's not a paid for thing. I just think people of Bolito need to see it, and international people.
International people, that's who you're looking
for. Yeah, this place, Bolito, what you've got going here, my word.
You're preaching to the choir here.
To the converted.
To the converted. So, Yael Geffen, if you are now inspired and hearing this word, and if you want to know more about the keynote talks and the crisis of confidence, or any of the other topics that Yael speaks on, whether it's reimagining resilience, overcoming your crisis of confidence, cultivating clients for life, embracing feminine in a masculine environment, or making it without faking it, check out her website, yaelgeffen.com. And we're looking forward to connecting the next time you're in town after you've been to Dubai and been on the big stages, as you continue to write your incredible story and rack up new accolades and shatter glass ceilings and dispel myths and just be a shining inspiration for so many. We're in your corner all the way, rooting for you from Bolito.
Mike. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
So much, Mike.
I love Bolito. I love the people of Bolito. We love doing property in Bolito, so it's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
There you go. Yael Geffen, CEO and shareholder of Sotheby's International Realty South Africa and CEO of the year. Glenda, thanks for, you know, you're so well connected. You know, whenever you need to get anyone on radio, you call Glenda Thompson. She knows everyone. And looking forward to doing a thing with you and your radio show soon, Glenda.
Yes, Mike, that would be awesome. I'd love to have you on my show.
You heard it here on
She's
radio.
She's going to be Radio Lady of the Year. You've got competition now.
You know what?
Podcast lady.
Glenda's in a class of her own. There's no competition there.
This is true.
bringing you back to the music right now on Radio Life and Style. With 5 minutes to go before the 9 o'clock news, here's Chris Malinchak. A feel-good tune for your Thursday. Turn it up on Radio Life and Style.